The Money Show.
The Markets.
Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank. I don't like markets at the moment, Wayne McCurry. Markets are only supposed to go up, and I don't like it that they keep going down and the currency keeps losing value. I know we've had a good run, but come on. Cut us some slack here, Wayne.
Bruce, really, markets don't just go up. Sometimes they go down as well.
No.
In fact, we're probably going to get, certainly on the resource shares, some more downside, because we've had as strong an up cycle as what we have ever had in the past. And if the past is anything to go by, which in resources it probably is something to go by, you know, they'll probably be 30-40% lower in 2 years' time. So unfortunately, we're going to still get some bad news out of the mining shares, I think. And secondly, it all depends on U.S. inflation, how the non-mining shares do over the next 2 years.
Yeah, and that inflation number, I mean, people keep talking about it being transitory, but I'm seeing more and more sort of worries rather than confirmation that, you know, this notion of transitory inflation is in itself transitory, that we need to be a little bit careful, a little bit more circumspect in accepting that as gospel. Are you happy to
I think it is transitory on the back that I think the commodity cycle is at its peak or its turn, and it could be going down over the next 2 years, as I said earlier on. But no one knows the future. If that view is wrong, there's no room in share markets for any bad news on the interest rate inflation front. So we're going to have a difficult time until one way or the other is actually proven on inflation. And we'll only know that answer towards the end of the year. So we're going to have a tough time, because the inflation numbers out of the U.S. are going to be bad up until September, October, November. Then they should start falling. Hope that they start falling. As I said, you know, nobody knows the future. But essentially, the Federal Reserve and the share markets are hanging their hat on inflation is transitory.
I think it'd be easier to discover whether inflation is transitory or not than to find Dick Tuplets anywhere in South Africa at the moment. But the Reserve Bank saying that we'll get back to 2019 levels by the end of 2022, provided there are no nasty disruptions. I mean, that is a really more upbeat picture than we've seen come out of the Reserve Bank in a long time.
Correct. And that's happening right throughout South Africa, whether you look at company results, look at impact today, look at the retailers, look at the bank's trading updates and trading statements and actual results. The situation in South Africa is not good, but it's better than what the outlook was 2, 3, 4, 6 months ago. Things are looking better, because at the worst of the lockdown, you know, all the stories were we're only getting back to 2019 levels in 2026. So look, this year is looking quite good, but it was always going to, considering last year was so bad. So even if this year is good, we'll still be 2-3% lower than where we were at the beginning of last year. You know, we're not recouping the whole -7% this year, but we should do +4 to +5. So things are looking better in South Africa. Quite frankly, virtually right across the board, when you look at government finances, company results, company earnings. You know, the only terrible one still, and it's always been, and unfortunately be that way for a while, is jobs.
Yeah, jobs is the big crisis. Jobs is the big problem. Thank you, Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank. Somehow, we have to find a jobs genie in a bottle somewhere and rub that bottle really, 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 really hard, because we can't keep going at the rate that we're going. Say, yes, we're recovering. Yes, it's great. Because far too many people are being left without in an environment like South Africa, where the disparities between rich and poor, or even those who have a little and those who have absolutely less than nothing. And that is being played out in KZN at the moment, as you've got hundreds of people decamping to this extraordinary place. This is Kwahlati in KwaZulu-Natal. And just somebody started a rumor that they're diamonds.